Hello, and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 25.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I got that right.
26?
Thinko is 5.
Yeah, yeah. 25?
Yes!
Yes!
This week I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Ryan! Ryan!
Yeah, man. Give it to them. Give it to them.
Ryan!
And Tom Looney.
Hello, everyone.
Looney.
Yeah, sweat patches today. Sorry about that, everyone.
I was saying that last week.
Really
I set the bar really high for sweat patches.
Yeah.
If you can try and beat that, that'd be amazing.
Well, it's been very hot recently, hasn't it?
Well, I left the house in a black hoodie. Not realizing how hot it was outside.
Was it yours?
It was, yeah. Courtesy of Gymshark.
Oh, yeah. I'm more of a MyProtein guy. Yeah. I don't know about you, Ryan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And a number 10 merch.
Yeah. So sexy. Yeah. No, I used to think it was sexy, but now I just think it's sexy.
Yeah, I actually have been wearing his joggers a lot. Yeah. Quite good.
Yeah, I know he's got a young demographic, Chris, but they dress sexy.
Really nice, this energy drink.
Yeah.
It is. Ooh. Yeah,
it's, courtesy of 3D.
Dare I say it, they have taken Monster's white drink and gone, we'll make it better. And they have.
God, it's hot.
It is warm.
It's a bit moist.
I need to get one of those fans that are...
silent.
Cools you down.
Yeah.
Oh,
the fan we have at the moment, it's just like... you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't do much.
What do you want?
It's on Zoe's side of the bed. Fuming. What have I got on my side? The door. If anyone comes in, they kill me.
I have my window open all the time, but whenever the wind blows, it blows my blinds off.
Yeah.
So it's quite annoying. I wake
you just
up
fly off to this.
For like one.
Yeah. When you get Dave to hold them.
Yeah, I could do.
Bloody good as well.
Yeah.
Power you have. Sorry, we haven't even said where Max is. Do apologise. Basically, I had a call with Max yesterday, and he said he's a Gymshark athlete, he's a Twitch streamer, and he's too good for this podcast now. Mm. And I said... fine, that's fine. I said, do you know who Joe McGrath is? Yeah. Have you ever tuned into Staffordshire Radio where Cameron Green's on? Yeah. Have you ever walked into TGI's on a slow morning? You'll see David Rees. Have you heard of a gecko? No. Okay. Forget that bit then. Ever watched Tony Wright wrestle? Yeah. I said, they could come in at any point. They don't want to, but they could. And he started crying.
Yeah.
I just spouted him a run off. So... fortunately, my spit contained COVID.
He'll be back. Well.
And none of the aforementioned were available today. So
actually, no, I did message Cameron because it was last minute because he's ill. And Cameron's working all day. Joe is off, actually. he finished at one. But he was on last week and he's usually here. Sort of, he's like a season, you know, once every 3 months.
Small doses, otherwise you'd grow to resent him.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the thing with Joe. When he was producing, he was there every week. Just his laugh was getting louder. The jokes were getting worse. what's the deal with that? But yeah, Mags isn't here. I was watching his Twitch stream yesterday. He did a 6-hour one.
6 hours.
I've got to be honest, Max. You'll be watching this. Good entertainment, but you are the shittest gamer I've ever seen. You are awful at the game. It's just dying after dying. It was like when you let your 7-year-old cousin have a go on something.
I thought Max would be good.
I watched him a few weeks ago. It was so funny, but he was fighting like this dragon or something for about half an hour.
Yeah. He beat the dragon, then he was fighting a woman in the sea. He just kept dying. He was setting his wolves on it. Max isn't here, basically. Ryan, back to the wedding.
Yes. So I never mentioned the wedding.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Awkward.
Making me look like a bad...
Oh, sorry.
Bad podcast host now. And that's the first time that's ever happened. I've sat with beans on my head, tomato juice streaming down my face, and no one said I was a bad... fuck.
It's gone. It's over.
What about the wedding, Ryan?
the wedding was fantastic. I was the best man. So I had to do the speech.
Oh, your words.
Arrogant.
And I was absolutely shitting it all day. Yeah. And it's quite annoying.
You were shitting it.
I missed out on all the foods because I was so nervous. I couldn't really eat much. And then as soon as the speech was over, I was like...
I thought the speech was before the food.
No.
Because then the best man can relax and eat.
Usually they do speeches first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to have a word with the bride and go, excuse me?
Yeah.
Not on.
You missed out, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did, was it Kate?
Katie.
Katie.
Whoops.
Congrats, Kate.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
If you can survive his speech, your relationship will survive anything.
Did they survive?
Yeah. It was well good.
Any one-liners?
Yeah.
Can we have a couple?
Don't do it to them, man. Yeah, do you know what's weird about a wedding day? You spend so much, and then it seems to be the case of a lot of people, that the couple just get battered in terms of drinking. Mm. I'm just, you know, like, ton the death on the way out of the church.
So I'll do my opening little bit, shall I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
thank you all for coming.
I know you're probably thinking, oh, this is Katie's best man. This is going to be full of jokes, full of puns, but no. All that was important for me is that I make a killer toast, and that's exactly what I did. And then I presented the killer toast. Rounds of applause. People were at a standing ovation. It did go down really well.
Yeah.
Except on the actual day, I dropped the toast before picking it up. So
it was just a piece of toast.
It was a joke because he hadn't eaten. Just chewing that before he went up. Just jumping on a googly eye.
Couldn't hear me over the rumbling of my stomach. But Giles, it was good. I've not done any public speaking. I hate
it. It was a dead crowd. Ryan got Robson out to warm them up. Confidence, Jones. Hey.
Not talking in the back.
Hey, stop reaching for that fire alarm. I will finish this 20-minute set. We did a video with Chris MD.
Hey.
Yeah, that's out. Watch it. It's number 2 on trending. What's first? Chris MD's video. The fucking obnoxious prick. Who does he think he is going around making videos? I'm not even in it. Love Island finished.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, I know who wins. I got to episode like 32 or something. I did.
It's not bad. It's quite a long way.
After the Becky Hill episodes.
Oh, yeah.
After that.
I knew what would get him watching. Yeah. Becky Hill turned up to perform.
Yep.
I said, hey, Ryan, Becky Hill's on tonight. Awesome, it's an easy wank.
I had like 7 free days of ITV Plus with no adverts.
Man, that's scorching hot, baby. and you could almost hear it, but the speakers were broken.
They did cut out the subtitles too much.
Yeah. Did you enjoy Becky Hill?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. The performances in Love Island are always a bit awkward.
Oh, why?
There's like 5 of them or 8 of them there.
Oh, that's a shame.
Singing
though.
Away.
Some people.
I thought you just
can
enjoy
do that, can't they? What they do lends itself to it, but
yeah.
Did it work with Becky Hill?
I mean, no, I don't think so.
Wow.
Her performance was, you know, she's still got
a
set of what on her?
Pipes.
Why are you thinking of pipe when you say Becky Hill?
Because of her beautiful singing voice.
Yeah. Where does the voice come from?
Her diaphragm.
I don't know what she looks like.
Where's her diaphragm?
In her tum-tum.
You're thinking about the pum-pum, not the tum-tum.
So I didn't watch any Love Island, but I was vaguely kept up with what was going on via Twitter. But I didn't see who won.
It was Davide, who lives in Manchester, and Ekin-Su.
Didn't see that coming.
Davide was great. He was
that makes sense.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
But he's from what I've seen so far, he's just spent the whole season just slagging Ekin-Su off.
Yeah, that's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
But he's God, he's handsome.
Yeah.
If I look like that,
go on.
So many mirror wanks.
Ever wanked in the mirror, Ryan?
No. Maybe caught myself in the mirror and thought.
Ever had a wank over the Daily Mirror?
What would you rather?
Probably the Daily Mirror.
Yeah,
I'm sure I could find something in there.
They maybe used to have a page 3, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure
there'll be something.
Yeah. Weird how, imagine if page 3 was still a thing. They would have had to put men in there by now for equality.
Yeah.
And it'd be like Macho Monday and just Bruce with his cock out, not Bruce Jenner.
Weird that, innit, when you think about it.
And that'd be just your luck as well.
The one day. My one day off a week.
Here we go.
Do you want nuts today, mate? No, I'll stick to the Daily Mirror. Roll the dice. I'm coming no matter what. I had to turn over and do it to the weather report. Not ideal. It was raining something. Come.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you were on Big Brother or Love Island, should we do Love Island? What would your tactics be? Imagine we're all single boys, not hard. Yeah. How would you make it to the end? Would you want to get to the end? Do you want to get out there straight away?
Yeah, I think I'd want to hang around for as long as
single. Fucking fifth wheeling.
Well, I wouldn't have to be single if it was Love Island. Then
did you hear something?
You were voted out 3 weeks ago. What are you doing here? Just
hanging around, man.
You got a copy of the Daily Mirror rolled up under your arm. Dressed as a cameraman. Every question he asked the contestants is about that Ryan bloke who left 3 weeks ago. He was fit, actually, when you think about it, wasn't he? He was quite fit.
Who?
I think if I was in there, I'd have to find the lady who misses her father and sort of settles for someone who's a bit jovial and cares in a way. Not the one who's after, you know, a guy with a six pack and massive cock.
Yeah.
See, I always think that kind of, as a person, I'm quite amusing just being myself.
God,
like kind of.
God, big head.
I'm not as. Do you know what, Daisy? I'm not as. Good at preparing stuff and doing like set pieces, like characters and stuff, but day to day, just little comments and stuff, you know, and just being about.
He's got no Gerald Hogwash in his back pocket.
No, but you know, I think I'm funny to have around. I like to think that I'd carry me somewhat.
Would you ever just snap if someone was doing something, if they were like, just, I don't know, throwing squirty cream in the kitchen?
Do you know what? I couldn't be disingenuous. But
when you say disingenuous, say there's a blind woman in there and she does a painting. She goes, "What do you think?" to him? And you go, "I'm actually in this room." and she goes, "What do you think?"
That's the kind of comment I've made.
Tom was evicted 3 weeks ago.
I think Big Brother is more up my street.
Oh yeah,
because I think with the ladies, I've always been a bit.
Oh, don't get him started on the ladies.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine I'd go in there and be immediately successful.
I guarantee every lady would think, "Oh, you're actually gay, aren't you, sir?" That is what the
that me.
Me. No, me.
Oh, right,
I'd probably start like with my intro video, whatever, before going in would be like Mr. Big Bollocks.
Yeah,
and then I'd get in there and I'd be really socially awkward.
I miss my big bollocks. I mean, all the intros are always like, "I'm going to tear things up. I'm going to fuck everything that moves. If there's a bit of snatch, I'll have it."
Yeah,
and then you go in there and like, "Hello, my name's Jeremy." Complaints. I normally go from the bottom up. That'd be my Love Island tactic. My complaint is that Ryan should try and use his Chris MD number 10 merch promo vid in the Tinder DMs. I believe this would solve all his love problems. Love Max on Twitch, but up the loony cooney.
Yes.
Love Big Batty Wacky Matty. Cheers, Matty. If you want to mention me in the future, that'd be great.
That's a complaint, really.
Ryan, are you still on Tinder?
Not really.
Still really. Actively looking to smash, as you say?
Never said.
You still just want to get down and pound, as you like to say.
I'm just not really.
Still looking to get amongst the flaps, as you like to say.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I've said a lot to you, haven't I?
You bloody have. Good job, I've got big ears.
Yeah, I've not really been putting myself out there, to be honest.
Not putting it about.
No.
Just take what comes to you, kind of guy.
I watch the podcast quite often, but the only times I laugh out loud are in the most embarrassing situations, like when my class is silent or on the bus. This is unacceptable because everyone looks at me like I'm a weirdo. So please be more considerate and only make funny jokes when I'm alone. Thanks. It is weird how the podcast is. It's funnier when you're not supposed to laugh. Yeah. Like sometimes I'll be in the gym and I'll go, I'll just see what we were up to.
Yeah.
And there'll be something ridiculous going on. You know, I remember listening to Brian Spieth when I was on the Stairmaster. I'm just smiling, like laughing to myself, having to stop because it's just ridiculous. I don't think we realise how stupid this podcast is, isn't it?
Brian Spieth is a favourite of mine.
This one says, "Fuming.
Brian Spieth.
Wagwan, hombres. IMAX is really driving me up the wall, you dig? It's really fallen off a cliff since we stopped hearing Tom Looney's "Aye" in every single one. And I feel like this is a sad indictment at how far Max has fallen in his movie reviewing journey. Has anyone ever told Ryan he looks like Frank Ribery without the scar on his face? Tom Looney forever. What Looney love? What do you think of that, Ryan?
It's a good quality complaint.
I'm not really sure who Frank Ribery is.
Ribery.
He's probably the ugliest footballer ever. Time for the news. This week, it's been busy with news. Last week, just after we finished that podcast, turns out Prince William's been having an affair with a Peggy woman.
Forgot about this.
It's Peggy, yeah. Ryan,
yep.
You're our royal expert. What do you make of it?
Yep. I'm not surprised.
Ooh!
Because he's been meeting someone on the side, isn't he, to get pegged. Is that what I've read?
So meet a woman on the side. Meet
a woman on the side.
Obviously, you're not surprised knowing that information.
Yeah.
But to learn that information, were you surprised?
Are you surprised that it's not that Kate's okay with it? Apparently, she's like, "I'm not going
that's
in there."
A bit odd. Yeah, I do think as
they get away with murder, don't they?
Yeah,
and fucking kids.
Yeah, because people like them.
As a man, that's probably going to be king in our lifetime, maybe.
Yeah.
Quite surprised.
Do you think it'd be funny when he sits on the throne for the first time and goes, "Oh." Just looks a little hesitant.
I'm surprised it's not been on the news everywhere, though. Like, I know it was all
it's
over
Twitter. It's weird, isn't it? How they just sweep it under the rug.
But, madness.
We'll put it in a room with Diana's death and the child that was, well, children that were, you know, bummed by Prince Andrew.
Mm. Yeah.
Just say, we'll leave that there.
Yeah.
Best way to deal with it. Everyone's happy.
Did you see Meghan Markle cheering on Serena Williams at the tennis? Boo! Boo! You're supposed to be quiet when they're playing. Bitch. Kill it. Sticking with the royals, Prince Charles took a £1 million donation from the Bin Laden family in 2013. Ryan, back to you. What's going on there?
Really? That's what? I wonder where that money went.
No need for any more on that. That's good.
Are you keeping close tabs on how Charles spends his money? So it's a charity that Prince Charles is the founder of, I don't know, but they accepted a £1 million donation from the Bin Laden family, which looks a bit strange considering Bin Laden was a massive terrorist.
Considering that in them circles, you don't just give to, you know, we would just give to charity.
Yeah.
But in them circles, you don't just give that amount of money unless you want a little something in return.
What about the 9/11 Foundation, Bin Laden's? Yeah. Laden's even. Well, why don't you donate to that? Maybe undo a bit of that karma that you've got. Why not give back to them?
You're not wrong, mate. You know.
Thanks. There were massive trophy celebrations at the weekend as Liverpool won the Community Shield. And
shameless.
A day later, England's women won the Euros. But Liverpool won the Community Shield, the biggest prize in football.
Yeah.
That weekend. That day.
Misogynist. I knew we'd get him out with that. I knew he'd come to the surface.
Just a joke. Just a joke.
Darn it, darn it, darn it.
Just play up to this persona. I'm not that person at all.
England's women won the Euros. Yep. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. Well, the second half, I think. Yeah, it looked like a good game, to be fair. Well, it was a good game.
First goal that England scored in the final was gorgeous. Mm. Great ball, great chip, yeah. Yep. Congratulations. Second goal was very scrappy, I wouldn't have counted it. Tom, did you put your agenda to one side and celebrate?
I mean, I don't really celebrate anything. This is all very muted. I was happy for them. It's good. Yeah. So I train a girls' football team, and they were all around pre-game. I went to watch it, and they're all very invested in it, and seem to.
Oh, they were betting.
Yeah. Mm. So seems to have engaged a lot of people.
That's it.
Good thing going forward.
Will Smith speaks about the Oscars situation. Finally, he posted a YouTube video, very remorseful.
Mm.
But when he was asking questions that he said he'd been asked, and there was one about. Did Jada's eye roll make him do it? Was that what led to him do it? Or did she say something to him? And his tone completely changed. He was like, no. And sort of like that. I thought, Will, you've been speaking so genuinely from the heart. And then you sort of, you seemed very uncomfortable by it. There's still something going on there.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he'll be allowed back in the Oscars within the next 10 years, despite his ban?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Some film will come out.
What are you predicting?
With Will Smith and Chris Rock in it.
Like
they'll be in a film together.
What kind of film are you talking about?
Don't know, man.
Like an actual film or?
I don't know.
Chris Rock isn't ready to talk about it, he said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said not to Will Smith. Mm. I think he's making jokes about it now, maybe. But the problem is the pressure comes in. They've got to be good jokes.
Yeah.
That's one thing. It's being ready to speak about it is one, and then being ready to nail the jokes about it because everyone's waiting. That's the real pressure.
There'll be jokes about that slap in the next Oscars as well, but...
Go on.
There bloody will.
Yeah.
You can see them already, can't you?
I hope start writing them down and sending them in now. Getting them
where are you going to send them?
I'll just send them to...
I hope it's Ricky Gervais doing
American
it.
American Universal Studios. I might send it to Universal. Ricky, I'm not going to send
stop
it.
Stop what you're doing, everyone. We've received a letter from young Ryan Locke.
It's when they're saying the best film and they open it up and it's just your letter. Hang on a minute. And the best film goes to, hello, Loddies and Gentlemen. Anyway, do you want to give us a little taste of the Oscars joke next year?
Sure.
Go on, imagine you're Ricky Gervais. Go on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if...
This is just his style.
It's good.
He does this. He does this. Pretends he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. sorry, Rowan Atkinson.
It.
You might not. I know you've just done that really good film.
Yeah. Sorry. You think Rowan Atkinson for Man vs. Bee is going to be at the Academy Awards?
He's saying something.
Oh, alongside Leonardo DiCaprio and Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, you haven't won any awards, Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, is this at the start of the show? What are you doing here, Rowan?
Oh my God, let me do the amazing joke.
I know you've been nominated.
I mean, the CGI,
several times.
The CGI bees up there for best supporting act. Sat in the chair next to him.
Well, sorry, Rowan Atkinson, you're not getting an award for this film. Much like the Oscars last year, it must be a slap in the face.
That's not bad. Shit reference for Rowan Atkinson. Yeah, I doubt he's going to be.
It would have been funny if I could
ruined his evening as well, you know.
any other actor.
I'm a big, all right. Avatar 2. Sorry, thingy, for Avatar 2. It'll probably win Oscars anyway.
Unfortunately for you, Ryan, Mock the Week has been axed after 17 years.
17 years! Wow. Staple. Yeah.
It was, well...
I watched it in its heyday.
Yeah.
Oh, we all did.
Yeah.
Thursdays, was it? Thursday evenings? I feel like it was then.
It just was funnier. I think comedy in general on like BBC and that has just, for me, it's fallen off a cliff.
Yeah. And that would be funny if they just push someone off a cliff every week. Yeah. I'd watch
that. The only one I really like now is Taskmaster. And even that, I don't watch it that often.
Yeah, that's a good show. Would I Lie to You? Yeah. It's getting on a bit now. I mean, we know David Mitchell and Lee McAlyon. That is granted now in the 20th season. They're not coming up with... When I was 14, I beat up a caged bear. I don't know whose accent that was. Sort of a combination of both.
Yeah, you kind of need to change the lineup, don't you?
Yeah, but it's tricky because they're good. Yeah. They're good. They work.
I do love David Mitchell.
Yeah.
Very funny.
I love Lee Merck. Anyway, Mock the Week, axed after 17 years. Did you have aspirations of going on it ever when you were a young boy?
Yeah, I did. But...
They liked one-liners on there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Milton Jones,
and he was good on it.
The Canadian guy who does it.
I forget Stuart it. Francis.
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think you could have cut the mustard on Mock the Week?
No. I mean,
I got fed up with it. Yeah. I mean, they'd spin the wheel of what the category would be.
Yeah.
And it's just the way they pretended they were coming up with it on the spot.
Yeah.
We know that's not the case. You're walking out before you've even seen what it is. You're halfway through your set as it lands on, food.
I didn't like that one because it's obviously not possible.
Yeah. Mm. And they're like, what's the deal with the... And then they just do the bit that they've been doing at Edinburgh that year.
Yeah.
I like
especially when you've already seen the bit.
Yeah. And they had the... They were getting very repetitive with guests.
Mm.
Boring.
Who was your favourite?
Andy Parsons. You can't beat Andy Parsons.
I loved Frankie Boyle on it.
Yeah, Frankie Boyle was good.
Nah, he was too safe. Andy Parsons, how's he going to walk this week? Oh, he's done it again.
In Frankie Boyle's book, he talks about how much he hated Mock the Week and him and Hugh Dennis did not get on.
They were on the same team, weren't they?
Yeah.
Ooh, but not up here they weren't.
No.
But Hugh Dennis, how's he on there? That's strange, isn't it? There's better comedians than Hugh Dennis. He's good, but yeah, I mean, there's better.
It's BBC, isn't it? I don't know.
It's stronger candidates.
If the face fits.
I know, but...
I wouldn't have seen him on Outnumbers and thought, oh, he's outnumbered and thought, well, he should be on a comedy panel show.
Especially back then. Think about how many big comedians that are coming through. Mickey Flanagan, he was coming through at the time.
He was on it here and now, wasn't
Kevin Bridges.
Russell Howard was on there, but I wasn't really a fan. I was never really a fan of Russell Howard.
I think he did too many Harry Potter references.
Russell Howard seemed to come out of the whole "that's so random" culture, you know, when it was just
very true.
Like, oh, what about this? Imagine this.
It's now time for an ad read.
Yes,
50 minutes into the show. My God,
can I go for a wee?
You can't go for a wee during the ad read. No, you can't. Go on. You go on. If you haven't heard already, it's Smooth Sack Summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you're scaped from pubes to bum. That is great wordplay and gorgeous rhyming. That's right. This is the summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. Tom, do you shave more in the summer than the winter?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you go in swimming or whatnot, you're conscious that your shorts might come down and you want to be looking hot, looking cool, looking suave.
I think you just feel sexier in the summer, don't you?
This is it. And you know what? Your penis looks bigger when you shave. Dive headfirst into Smooth Sack Summer. Dive headfirst like a pool. Just what I was talking about. By going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with our code STP20. Now, I'll say it here. I'll say it quietly. Manscaped is the best product we've advertised, I'd say.
Do you think?
I use it every week. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. My God, Ryan needs to use that.
I could do with a nose hair trimmer, to be fair. Mine's a bit tired.
They have the
send me the package, Manscaped.
They have the fitting on it, which I use. It's good. I need to use it more often. Because, you know, it creeps up on your nose hair.
It really does.
It doesn't look sexy. Your bogey's getting caught up in it.
I need to start using mine.
Speak of the devil.
Yeah.
you've got one.
Yeah, I know.
Use it, man.
I will.
Captain Bogies.
Nose trimmer's not going to get rid of bogeys, is it?
Well, it will help.
Streamline it.
I suppose.
Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? So you're in the pool, your shorts have come down. You think, oh God, let's start this out. Grab the Manscaped trimmer. Smooth to the touch. Hey, get your hands off.
Yeah.
Beach, lake or shower, this razor will devour even the strongest pubes. Do you have strong pubes? You have the Godzilla of pubic hair.
I guess so.
A monster that would terrify any city, especially Tokyo.
They're out of control.
They really are.
Yeah. Right.
I'll never forget that glimpse.
It's etched in our memory.
Every week. Yeah, I know, but you've got to remember, you saw my penis slash...
Do you know what it reminds me of? Mm. Do you remember those troll dolls with the colourful spiky hair?
Yeah.
One of those with upside down, hanging from your bollocks.
Yeah.
Think of that.
Tickling the back of your knee.
It's not like that anymore, right?
I remember you were giggling a lot. We always wondered what was going on. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code STP20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code STP20. Thank you, Tom, at manscaped.com. It's Smooth Sack Summer. It's time for Slag Off a Podcast.
Yeah.
This week it's Hypothetical, the podcast with Josh Widdicombe and James Acaster.
Done this before?
No. These two, I see why you're saying that. These two have other podcasts with other people that are higher in the charts. Fuck off.
Literally.
You're already doing well. Don't be greedy. Stop taking up space, valuable space that we could be occupying as soon as we improve this podcast, which I think we have this week. What's changed?
I was going to watch more James Acaster as well.
What happened? Then I got high.
No, he's doing this podcast.
Oh,
get
fucked.
Oh, talk to him.
Get fucked, mate.
Yeah, man.
Ginger knob.
That feels very personal. Yeah.
That's not what this segment's about.
Sorry.
My penis doesn't taste like ginger. It tastes like sad piss.
Wow.
And the other guy...
Sad piss and sweaty tissue. Happy now?
Try to move on for you.
Josh Widdicombe. How's he got jobs?
Is he good? I've always found him to be a bit meh.
Yeah.
No offence, I mean, you know.
You're the modern day Hugh Dennis, yes. That's what you are. Josh Whitaker.
Yeah.
I remember when there was a clip of Johnny Vegas going off on one, talking about, you know, someone losing the rod licence. Josh Whitaker sat there like, oh, he's not saying jokes he's prepared. What's going on here? Loosen up, Whitaker, yeah? Smoke some of the hash with my man Ryan over here and write some jokes, you dig? Anyway, fuck off with your podcast. It's now time for this segment.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Robbie Williams did an online test to see if he was a narcissist.
And?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
So I'm really not interested in the story this week. Quite blunt, to be honest. It's time for this bad boy. Yo, yo, yo,
they wanna know. Quote from. Yo, yo,
come on, come on. You must be the change you want to see in the world.
Wow.
Oh, who said that?
Fuck.
Who said that?
You must be the change you want to see. That's annoying. I know who said this. I did.
Yeah. I'm going to go for Greta Thunberg.
Thunberg.
No. Thunberg.
Shit.
You must be the change you want to see in the world.
Go on, Tom. Who said that? Amanda Holden.
Martin Luther King. I don't know.
It was Mahatma Gandhi.
I knew I was going to say Gandhi.
Nah, he couldn't have been further from the truth. It's now time for You Laugh, You Lose.
Oh, shit.
Last week, I did a great character. I'll give you the preview. Hi. You see? I'm Gerald Hogwash. Where were you last week, mate? Yeah. If nobody laughs this week, and I am down to two people, dare I call Max and have him on the phone to see if he laughs? No.
It would be funny because then...
Joe, if you two don't laugh, then I'll do it to Max.
No, it would, because if Max laughs, then he has to come back on the next show and do You Laugh,
You Lose. We could just get him in for the... Yeah.
Can't get him in, can we?
I know. Like,
just get him on the blower.
Okay, I'll try.
He'd be proper annoyed. Honestly, that'll be his one kind of highlight of missing out on the podcast, that at least he wasn't up for You Laugh, You Lose.
Here we go.
He'd be panicking at this point, scrambling. Shit.
Hello?
Hello, mate, how are you?
Yeah, not bad thing. How are you, mate?
I'm okay. Do you have a spare minute or 30 seconds?
Mate, all the time in the world is about
Bill. Okay. Could you just sit tight whilst we do this? It's time for Your Laugh, You Lose! This week, I had the great pleasure of hiding a microphone at the wedding you were at, Ryan.
Right, brilliant.
And I was there to witness your best man speech, and I got it all down. So, and I think Ryan spoke about it earlier, but he didn't quite tell us the truth. So let's have it.
My name is Ryan Locke.
Kate, she's one of my best friends.
She said, don't let me down. I said, we'll see.
I like to make some jokes when I'm, just in general.
The fridge is a cool place to hang out.
It's annoying because I can't go back home after...
I had sex with a horse.
I could be sexy.
I'm going to tell you something a little bit grim. I said to my mum, for Christmas this year...
Go to somewhere like Malia or Cavos and get jizzed on by some c*** from Birmingham.
Camping's intense.
Oh, that's the best one. I think Ryan did go first.
Right,
that's why I allowed myself to.
Whilst I was going through Ryan's old stand-up, I found my favourite one-liner you've ever told. It's so quick, it's so snappy.
I've noticed, as it's winter, a lot of people have been wearing these fingerless gloves, the tramp gloves, and I can't understand why we're wearing them, because I've had to put a lot of thought into this. The only time I could ever find use for fingerless gloves is if I was fingering a girl in the snow.
It's that pull back and reveal. Where's he going to go with it?
Thanks for the diet side.
Well, thank you very much, Max. Anything you want to say to the great listeners?
Thank you for, you know, revealing what Ryan's like at weddings, you know.
Yeah.
I guess...
the listeners didn't do that, Max.
Oh, yeah. No, that was all me, mate. That was all me. Yeah.
Get rid of him. Just get rid.
Oh, Tom, you've upset Tom.
Yeah. Tom's there.
Yeah.
Human.
That was You Laugh, You Lose. Ryan, you'll be doing it next.
That was good. It was a good episode.
I'll get prepping.
Oh.
Well, maybe I won't.
Yeah.
My favourite bit was the ending.
Camping's intense.
Camping's intense.
Oh, my favourite bit is, I like to make jokes. Or just in general, really. It's because I know the context of the video.
Oh, that £3 cook-off. Did you fancy the girl you were filming with?
Yeah.
No. She's been in a relationship with...
Doesn't matter, Ryan. Doesn't matter.
Honestly, no, I really...
Forget the fact that she was in a relationship. So.
The way you were looking at her and smiling, I thought, God,
we've been friends for years.
He wants to bump cheeks, as you like to say.
Playing the long game, yeah?
Yeah, man.
He wants to get up in there, as you like to say.
Yep.
He wants to get down and dirty, forget being flirty, as you like to say.
Yep.
He wants to fuck, as you like to say. It's now time for this week's talking points.
Talking points.
Crikey.
We're going to start off with a question that we dealt with last week, Ryan, but I'd like to put it to you. As it's the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, what if you had 1 week to prepare a 1 hour show, what would you do?
Do you know what?
And you can have one person from the podcast as well.
Okay.
A lot of people are busy.
I would probably do... Oh God,
one of you has to be wearing stilts.
Just do stand-up.
Yeah?
I know that would be... I couldn't do an hour in a week.
Yeah.
No, you could. You could.
Okay, I guess I could.
Of course you could. Improv?
Yeah, I'll go stand-up. Yeah. If I can take someone with me,
yep.
I'd probably take yourself.
Yeah.
Just get you to do
it. No, Stephen's going to be... Stephen's available to be a plant in the audience. Yeah. So you can work with that.
Right. Can he talk?
Yeah.
Of course he can.
Okay, right.
What do you want him to say?
You think I'm just giving out carbon dioxide or taking it... Oh, fuck it, photosynthesis. I've just lost my spot on your show. Fucking photosynthesis. Am I going to be playing Rowan Atkinson at the Oscars by any chance?
Big time.
Just covered in bee stings.
I'd do some kind of like hilarious one-man show.
I didn't think of doing that.
Hilarious is a good idea.
I just did a one-man show. Mine wasn't hilarious. Yeah. Fuck.
Bit of stand-up. Just character work, really.
Character work?
Yeah, sort of character
work on your characters.
I don't think I would be like, as myself, stand-up-wise, I don't think I could...
Would you improvise?
Yeah,
I'd have to.
Oh, should we get a taste of it?
Yeah.
Your character is Sir Jonathan Banks.
Right.
What's his occupation?
He's a gay Nazi.
He's a gay Nazi, and he's in The Chemist. Take it away.
Viagra, please.
What for?
My penis.
Sorry, I'm just struggling.
You look like a young man. What do you need? What do you need Viagra?
I need Viagra for all my penis needs. A one-man show. This is me.
I said, I thought you were German.
I am German.
I am from Kazakhstan. Why are you speaking like me? You mock me.
I'm trying to drift away from your voice.
Sorry, sir. We have to fill out the form. What are you using the Viagra for?
I am using it for my penis because my penis will not go up or hard.
Really?
See. It goes left and then goes right.
Oh, wow.
Like a
reverse question mark.
Yes. I'm doing one-man show in Edinburgh this year. Would you like to join as my partner?
No way. All you've got is Viagra.
I also have microphone at home.
I don't trust you. Well, what's your show about?
It is a comedy piece, a bit of character work, where I will ask the audience...
Sorry, your improv is just you promoting the Edinburgh show people are already at.
Yeah.
Oh, is that... Oh, was I meant to be performing already?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
I thought I was just in,
sorry, mate, everyone's
in
already
The
left.
Chemist
everyone's
as one
left.
Of my characters. Sorry, yeah. I didn't realise I was right.
Yeah.
We can start again if you want.
Nah. New talking point. This week, I wanted to get a BMX bike after riding one in Belgium.
Nice.
What's been the biggest waste of time you've ever had? Because I thought, this would just be a one-week phase for me, then I'd have a BMX bike in the house. What have you done where you've just gone, that was a waste of my life? How did I get caught up in it? I spent various evenings learning to shuffle to the dance on YouTube. What was that for?
Yeah.
I played a lot of Candy Crush.
I've played a lot of Candy Crush.
Yeah. That always feels like time wasted.
Yeah, games where you just leave them.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got, I started collecting football cards for a month this year. Didn't complete it, and they're just lying there now.
I thought you were quite on that.
I was for about 2 weeks, and then I just got to go over it. You know what I put? Learning Spanish in school, because I forgot it all now.
Yeah.
But it's a bit like I didn't keep up with it, but also, is it just a waste?
Yeah. We did, like, 5 years of French, and then in our year 10 or whatever, you just got to do Spanish for a year. It's like, why did we do that? Mm. Because I don't remember any of it other than the basics.
Yeah. I don't know, I just think you take more from your phases than just spending money and then moving on. Like, I don't know, I went through a period of collecting fine whiskies.
That was fun, though.
It was fun while it lasted.
You went through a period of collecting fines.
I did, yeah.
Train.
You were good at that.
Yeah. I'm still doing it. I got fined the other day.
No.
I got two fines in the past few weeks. So I forgot to do that pay after 24 hours at the NCP on the day of the video, Ryan's birthday. Because I went in and then we just rushed off because I was like, I'll do it after. Forgot. Called them like 2 days later. And yeah, they wouldn't, they said, oh, nothing we can do, we've handed it off. You'll have to appeal it. I'm like, oh, fuck's sake. So, see what happens. Also got fined for parking in my car park.
About time to.
And I have a permit, but I'd opened the window and blown onto the floor and I'd not realised.
Oh, they're just...
Yeah.
They make their own lives difficult.
Yeah. People. Bastards.
Skyrim, spent a lot of hours playing that.
Yeah.
Finish it.
Yeah, I've done a...
Just some games. At FIFA. The time, I enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? You know,
FIFA career mode, I've gone so far into it on a few where I'm just simming the whole season and I've got, you know, Messi at Blackpool and I think, what am I actually doing?
Yeah.
Go outside.
I can't play career mode anymore because after a season, they've all got them really skinny arms and everything starts glitching. It's shit now, FIFA.
Think on EA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do sometimes think, fucking hell, how much money could I have saved?
Yeah. I stopped having a console after the PS3. So I just spent too much time.
Yeah.
I don't really play any games anymore. Other than...
Just with the chicks, mind games.
Yeah.
Does he want to fuck me or not?
Yeah.
He does.
Trust me.
There's one thing you can trust about me. It is my firm penis pressing against the zipper in my pants. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
As he likes to say. Hi,
say
I'm Ryan Locke.
You, don't I?
You really do. You should do it on the podcast.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing to refer to sex as?
Probably just shagging. I don't think ever. You guys still sleep? Yeah, sleeping together.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Go on.
Sleeping together.
Are you guys just sleeping together?
Yeah. Are you used to sleeping together, right? Well, I wouldn't say that, but like,
why are you asking that to people?
Oh, you're sleeping with 17.
You are overstepping the mark so
you
badly
the
there, Ryan.
I give you
two
answers.
Sleeping together,
you can't you can't play that off as your gay Nazi character because that is just out of order.
He was a Nazi.
He wasn't. Didn't see nothing far right about him.
Yeah.
Nothing homophobic at all.
Give you a little. I give you a little chance with the penis.
Yeah.
Which way is it going?
Yeah.
Left then right, not far right.
Just said it didn't work.
Bit panicked. That's
who do you think would be more successful with the women out of you and Dave if you were both like really putting yourself out there going for it?
It's tricky.
I don't know. I
think Dave gets in his own head about it.
Yeah.
I feel like you would befriend them.
I think, Dave would lead.
Yeah.
But he leads
conversation,
with
conversation and then I think it would become a bit too much.
He leads with a terrible expression on his face where he's like that.
Yeah, he tried to chat up this new girl at work. And he panicked and he just went, do you do drugs?
Oh my God.
As soon as he said it, he looks like.
So psychologically, there, I think he thinks, what would take the pressure off me right now?
Oh no.
He's thought, I need to get high. Yeah. I need to get out of this state of mind where I'm conscious of me flapping.
So bad.
Do the drugs.
Did she do drugs?
So bad. She did, actually. They had quite a long conversation about it.
Oh, you sound jealous now, don't you?
Are you two sleeping together now? Excuse me.
No, she's actually going out with one of the managers, which he didn't know about.
Oh,
or anyone knew
well,
about.
That isn't on, is it?
No.
Shouldn't be like, doing that.
So the last two or three shags you've had, have they all been from TGIs?
Me?
Yeah.
No, no.
Not two or three.
No, just...
one humble lady who you took in.
Yep.
And then she took you in.
Yep.
All of you.
Yep.
Time after time, thrust after thrust. Oh, God, finish on me, chin. But as she said,
well done. Keep it in, Max. You have my permission.
Anyway, what else have I wasted my time doing?
What's the most time you've spent on something and then just decided, oh, this is shit?
Ooh. I guess with the sitcom I've been writing, I've just, because I've got work to do on it, I've not gone back to it. So I've just sort of left it there. That would be a complete waste of time if I never got back to it now.
What's the something you've put out there that was just like, oh, fucking hell.
Probably something with a brand.
Definitely
had to throw some shit at the wall.
I combined all my watches together to make a belt. That was a waste of time.
Cut that. I reckon working on my left foot in the living room. I used to do that. Where did that get me? Football's
a weird one. I mean, my career never really took off. You think of all the time you spent.
You enjoyed it, didn't
visualising,
you?
Visualising, helping, working.
Sunbathing, the tan just goes.
Yeah, I've never been a sunbather. Like, I'd rather just catch a tan walking about. I really don't care about getting a tan.
Yeah.
Not interested. What's the point?
Ryan, do you have a talking point?
Yes, I was just going to say, what's your favourite song at the moment? People will be curious to know these things.
Do you know what I've been listening to in the shower? Religiously. Yeah. Not religiously. Nat King Cole, L-O-V-E. Mm-hmm. Old school. It's from the Parent Trap. Sort of going through that phase. The classic Parent Trap phase you go through.
The Nat King Cole phase.
When you're 27. Yeah. You just sit back, relax and listen to some Parent Trap soundtrack. Parent Trap. Oh, I can't speak. So, what's your favourite song?
I keep putting Billy Bragg on in the car at the minute.
Billy Bragg!
Yeah.
Who's he?
I didn't really... I know who he is. Like, he's kind of a bit of a left-wing, activist-y kind of guy. But I haven't really listened to his stuff. Have you seen the film
Sean
Pride?
Paul. No.
That's it's a sin.
First misogyny, now this.
I'm trying to think of what you would know that he's done.
Elton John.
Wow.
You always hear about this Reg Dwight character who loves a bit of cock.
That's his name in real life, right?
What? What the fuck?
And you know it from Vickery Dibley.
That is a secret in the show business world, and you've just gone and fucking splashed it over the Daily Mirror. Not for the first time. Hey!
Very good.
It's Daily Mirror, because we're talking about mirror wanks.
Yeah.
It's fun to get it wrong. You look stupid now. Favourite song? Done it.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
This week, Ryan is our detective.
Here we go. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
All right, mate. Yep. What's going on?
A few weeks ago, I had to help some children move a dead dog.
Crikey. Okay. Stephen?
That is Joe. I was almost arrested in Belgium.
Really? Okay. We'll start with you then. What happened?
So we arrived there on the Thursday. Yeah. And it was a very quiet town. A little hustle and bustle because of the festival. It was about 8 p.m. when we were going out. Just to find a pub, find some food. Everywhere was pretty much closed except for a little shop. Anyway, in this shop, they had loads of alcohol, some drinks that clearly stocked for Tomorrowland. But it was far too busy on the Thursday, so we came back Friday, the day of the first festival, to get pre-drinks. When we were in there, we were getting a bottle of Grey Goose because it was cheap, relatively priced. I was sort of showing off to Zoe and the other people there, and I took a selfie with the Grey Goose and my glasses on, thinking it was hilarious. But the shop owner was like, no pictures. Right. Wasn't even of him. He kicked off and then bought the Grey Goose, what Zoe did, and then I was outside. Come Sunday,
Yeah.
We were pre-drinking. I was playing Ring of Fire with the gang.
Vegas.
Then a gun.
Good question, though.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Woo, Grey Goose. And it's all over. half the group had gone to get their wristbands because they had to get one for Sunday, but we didn't. And we'd polished off a bottle of vodka and we were low on alcohol come Sunday. So I jumped on the BMX and rode round, it's about a 5 minute journey, to the corner shop.
Yep.
And I'd go in the habit, because I was just by myself, because I was a maverick, of putting the vodka bottle down my shorts, because I'd snuck one out the night before to get out of the VIP area, not allowed to take bottles out. I had big room in my shorts because I've got a tiny penis.
Yeah.
Because I was just there on my own, the bike was parked outside, and I was carrying mixer and vodka. I'd put the vodka bottle there.
Right.
A little bit waved at the time, I just went with it. At which point, I felt a hand on my back. Yeah. The shopkeeper who had said, don't take the picture, had assumed I was robbing.
Right.
I was like, what? Check out these Nike trainers, man.
Yeah.
Didn't help. So he took me out the shop.
Right.
Technically stolen at that point because it was I was still at the mixers, didn't have the vodka. And then they'd called the police because they'd seen me on CCTV, put it down.
Yeah.
If they just said, excuse me, sir, I would have answered and gone, I think they had it out for me.
Yeah.
I was sat in a police car. upwards of 15 minutes as I explained the whole VIP thing. They didn't really give a shit. They realised it was a non-issue. Right. But terrifying.
Wow.
Could have gone to Belgian prison.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
I would have missed out on Martin Garrix.
Quite the story. Tom?
I like that you let him have it, though. You really grilled him.
Yeah. I realised that I should have been asking questions for out, because now I've forgotten everything. Not forgotten everything. But...
Wow.
Yeah, Tom, your story?
Yeah. So I went for a walk.
Where?
It was up to...
I'll grill him now.
Yeah, man.
Phillips Park near City's Ground.
Right.
So it's...
Fucking Detective George Foreman over here.
So it's like the nearest kind of nice park. Phillips Park's okay, but then it leads on to Clayton Vale.
Ooh, does it?
Right.
It's a nice walk to go on.
In the area.
Without having to, like, drive out, you know.
Yep.
There's some kids. I was wondering what these kids doing...
Why is he thinking that?
Hanging around business, something mate? Near this path, and I thought, what's going on? But I was walking past there anyway. When I get closer, there's a dead dog on the floor.
Right.
So I don't know what had happened, but I just thought, it was a bit...
they were like,
it was a bit suspicious anyway, the way they were all behaving. But basically, I took it upon myself to say that I was going to move the dog.
Emotionally?
Yeah, because there was people in the park... I just thought I'd help move the dog off to the side of the path, which I did. I don't know how, I think with dogs generally, a dog wouldn't be on its own if it wasn't a stray.
Yeah. What kind of dog was it?
Maybe
it was like, I'm not really good with dog breeds. It was skinny. And you know the ones that they have a beard?
Are you looking in a mirror?
Fur?
Yeah, it had fur. It wasn't a hairless dog.
One of those bald, skin dogs.
Well, yeah, it could have been a stray.
Joe had manscaped it the night before.
Shaming it, but...
I know what happened here.
I had a spare top in my bag, so I just tied the top around and moved the dog off to the undergrowth at the side near the river.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
Just thought it was the right thing to do.
There are no bins around.
Did you call anyone to let them know?
What am I going to do? I found a dead dog.
I know what actually went on here, Ryan.
Yeah.
Tom was trying to impress this group of kids by bench pressing the dog, which way he slipped and landed on it, crushed its neck.
Yeah.
He then killed it, but said no, he's just sleeping, and ran off with it wrapped in his tongue.
That's my trick. I always take something. I always take a story and slightly twist it.
He just dumped it off to the side. I went, don't you tell anyone this happened, children. Don't tell anyone.
Okay, I have. I made a decision.
I got booze for the guys. Tom fucked a dog to death. What is it?
Yeah. I am actually going to say that you're lying.
Wow.
Tom, I think you're lying. Steve, interesting. Are you telling the truth?
Unfortunately, Max would have had the truth. You said two lies.
I completely forgot to think of a story. Oh, that was a. I came up with that in all of 5 seconds. I was making that up as I went along.
So both of you are lying.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And you fell for it.
Yeah, well done, Max.
Loser.
Anyway, it is time for...
It's hot.
It is warm. Viewers' embarrassing stories. Embarrassing. What time do you have to go, Ryan?
Stories.
Like 22.
Shit, we'll be quick. We'll just do a quick story.
10 to. 10 to, you'll be fine.
No.
Yeah, 10 to.
No,
just to come to your work.
Say there's been an incident on the way to work.
I've pooed myself, Your Honour.
Found a dead dog.
I got my dog.
Not a story about me, but it's the worst one I know. My mate Joe met a Spanish girl at university and became very much into her. He, like myself, isn't experienced with the ladies, so this was great for him. After about 3 months of pursuing her and a night of karaoke where he sang Elton John to her, he was at an end of uni drinks night and he intended to pour his heart out and tell her how he felt. He went outside with her and she said, "One second, let me just say hello to my friend." Then she walked over to a girl and kissed her on the lips. He'd spent 3 months pursuing a lesbian. Love the pod. Keep it up. Bit nothing, really. This one is from Cooksy. Cooksy.
Cooksy.
I've got an embarrassing story. Went on a school Spanish trip to Barcelona in a massive market, and I'm talking with the girl I had a big crush on, and this Spanish clown comes up to us and gives me a balloon. And after I take it, he just grabs my man boobs and goes, "Honk, honk." And then I paid him €2. So I basically paid a clown to nonce on me. I could never speak to my crush again. That's more like it, Cooksy. That's more like it, Cooksy. Definitely happened to Max as well, that. Yeah. Must have. Must
the other
have.
One, though.
So they came back so soon.
Getting to
is that Spanish?
Getting to know a girl for 3 months and then still not finding out that she's a lesbian.
Still not find out. We have just found out.
Yeah
well,
he found out, Ryan. That was the story.
Yeah, but he found out.
One detail in that. One key detail, and you've just ignored it.
3 months after chatting to her.
Ryan, you've brought the fucking mood down. Get out. So, get out, Ryan.
No.
Have some Red Bull.
Okay. Just some moisturiser.
Yeah. It's not as smelly this week. It's weird. It's sort of dense.
The air is easier.
Yeah. It's like we've got a humidifier or a purifier. Just
yeah.
It's nice. There's no smog.
Is it someone outside?
I can hear footsteps.
How's it going, everybody?
Hello, officer.
Hello. Just gonna pop myself down here.
Pardon?
Just gonna pop myself down here.
What's your name? Sorry.
My name's Detective Dan.
All right, Detective Dan. Are we in trouble?
Did you say Dan? Detective Dan.
Detective Dan.
Dan. D A N.
Is that Dan? Like
Dan.
A
Dan. Dan.
Like a beaver dam.
Like the Hoover Dam.
Oh, like the name Dan.
Dan.
I don't give a damn.
Like yeah. That, but Dan.
Dan, D-A-N.
Get, take away the M and put the N.
Put the N.
All right.
D-A-N.
Is that a saying?
Dan.
So, Detective Dan, are we in trouble?
Oh, aye. Oh, aye. you're in trouble. Because I've just solved the mystery of who did 9/11.
You?
No, I didn't do it.
All right.
I've been on the case ever since.
Oh.
Working from home in Northern Ireland.
And you've solved it?
Aye.
Because it's weird, because like, to us, you just seem like some crazy anonymous weirdo.
Why did you think that?
like a badge?
Oh, no.
You could just be working in a car park.
And you're a real officer of the law?
Of course I am in Northern Ireland.
Well, yeah, you do.
To some people. In some people's eyes, I am a real officer.
What about your eyes?
In my eyes, I'm a man of the people. Who's just solved a bloody big crime.
Where are you from, Dan?
I'm Northern Ireland.
That's the real mystery.
This is all over the place.
Where did 9/11 occur?
Well, it occurred in the big city of New York. And I remember watching it at the time I was at home.
Oh, you knew to watch it. Shouldn't you have been working?
No, it was a day off.
What day was it?
It was a Thursday.
I don't think it was.
No, it wasn't a Thursday.
Oh, maybe it was a Tuesday. I can't remember now.
Possibly.
I remember seeing it happen on TV and I was thinking, fuck, I need to get involved.
So I want a slice of that pie.
So I went straight into town and I bought myself this and I thought, I'm going to solve this case.
Oh, so you're not an official detective.
Right.
I was saying earlier, in some people's eyes, I am.
Right. Whose eyes?
Well, I don't know them personally, but when I go up to people in the streets of Belfast and I go, hey, you do 9/11.
This is your investigative process. You've gone around your hometown accusing your neighbours, your city goers, probably tourists of Belfast, saying, did you do 9/11?
You've got to start somewhere, haven't you?
You got a girlfriend, Dan.
That's starting, of course starting I Manhattan. You got a boyfriend, Dan.
I did have a girlfriend back in the day. She was cheating on me, and I found out.
Of course you did, detective.
How did you find out?
I just walked in and they were banging on my sofa. And I thought, right, you're cheating on me.
Yeah.
Both of you care. Well, we should go back tonight.
Who was she cheating on you with?
It was my brother.
You got a brother? Right. Older or younger?
Sam. Older.
Say no more. I've deduced he's younger.
He's younger.
And how old is he?
The man's 20.
He's 20 now?
Yes.
And of course,
he's 20 now, but this was obviously like
this was years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
3 years ago it was. It feels like
longer. How
old are you? Me, I'm 31.
Right, so hang on a minute. So 3 years ago, Sam was 17. Yeah? You were 28.
No. Yes. Hold on.
I was quite young when I started investigating.
How old was she?
You were 10 years old when 9/11 happened and you had a day off from the force, did you?
I was saying earlier. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How old's your ex-girlfriend?
Her name's Chloe.
At this point in time, I'm 28.
She's 28.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all perfectly in order.
25 and 17.
Obviously, yeah. Such a young age. I've been in the force in some people's eyes. Trying to solve this case.
Yeah.
And I actually had the opportunity last year to go to New York, and I went around there trying to find out who it was.
So was you kind of employing a lot of your tried and tested techniques of going up to people and saying, did you do 9/11?
Aye.
Were you sat in the audience of a Broadway show just passing a note around saying, did you do 9/11?
No, I made an announcement at halftime, or at the interval.
You know all the terminology.
I stood on that stage and I was like, was it you? In the second row.
Right, so, hold on, you went to the effort of getting everyone's attention just to accuse one person.
I wanted to put him on the spot.
So your chance to speak to possibly hundreds or thousands of people, you neglected that. I went, you're there, second row, you're away, right?
Well, the thing is, I can't just stand there and go, hey, did anyone here do 9/11?
Because you could.
That's much better than accusing one person who's then getting fucking looked and probably taken out by security.
Have you factored in that person who did it might deny it?
But I can read a man's eyes. I know when they're lying.
I know it's a man.
I've grown up around liars and I've been out with liars.
Yeah, yeah.
I was raised by a pair of liars.
Are you adopted?
No, yeah. I wasn't there. My parents, my born.
How long was your girlfriend cheating on you?
I don't know. Many years could have been.
Oh, that means your 17-year-old brother. She was a paedophile.
Many years.
You were in a relationship with a paedophile and you're somehow a detective.
That's why she's in prison now.
Did you take her like by the back of her neck?
I did.
This woman's a wee paedophile, right?
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
She's been fucking my Sam. Yes, he is younger.
But what I realised when I was in New York on the hunt for this killer.
Sorry, did you do any touristy things? I mean, you said you went to Broadway.
I went to the Titanic Museum. I don't know why, because there's one in Belfast.
What was the Broadway show you went to see?
It was Mamma Mia.
Oh, wow.
There was a lot of middle-aged women in there.
Went to the Titanic Museum. Do they have a Titanic Museum in New York?
I believe so.
Did you investigate?
I believe so.
Yeah, they do.
Do you know there's a conspiracy theory about 9/11? There's also one about the Titanic.
I am onto that next. I'm onto that.
Would have been good to leave a note there at the museum saying, did you do it?
Yeah, yeah. It is going to be hard because most of the people are dead now.
Can I get your number one suspicion of who did the Titanic?
It was probably the Queen. Oh, no, sorry.
The Queen of...
Sorry. The King.
The Queen of the King.
George.
The Queen of England, George.
King of England. Queen. King of England, King George.
What's the conspiracy again?
That's Titanic. Yeah. About, didn't actually sink.
I think one, he did.
Or they did it for insurance.
They built this giant freezer and they put a big block of ice and then blew it out into the sea, dumped it there right in the path of the Titanic. And on the night that it happened, King George phoned the captain of the Titanic. Went, I need to talk to you.
So he just looked away for a split second, and he hit a giant ice cube.
When you put it like that, that is exactly what happened.
Didn't see it coming.
Did not see it coming.
I didn't see that coming.
No.
No.
I don't think King George expected it to be so successful. I think he was hoping...
What do you think heir to the throne King George was expecting when he was born?
I don't think he was expecting so many people to die. I think he was
What do you think he was expecting?
When you say successful, you mean killing.
Purposes, he wanted to wipe out the boat, but obviously thought there was going
to
be...
He wanted to wipe out the boat, but didn't want anyone to die.
I mean, he knew there'd be some.
Oh, but that's so callous, isn't it?
He thought that there would be enough lifeboats and everything like that, but there just wasn't. Just wasn't.
Right, so who did 9/11?
The Queen of England.
Fucking hell.
I told you that.
You said that was the Titanic.
The King was the Titanic, but the Queen, she's responsible for 9/11.
And who started COVID-19?
China.
I thought we were following the royals there, but no.
No.
Just the whole billion people of China.
They all played their part.
Was it an April Fool's? What was it?
It was... Do you know what? I've not quite got into the whole COVID thing yet. That's next on the list.
You hadn't got into the Titanic thing, but in the space of a few minutes, you fucking solved it.
Yeah.
You said it was next on the list.
Well, yeah.
As soon as you get things out of your head and onto other people's ears or out in the world, you seem to solve it so quickly.
I'm very good like that.
It's a shame you don't have a partner anymore to speak to.
I know.
You don't have a job either. No, you do this full time.
This is my job. Sometimes people pay me. Pay me to go away, mind. But
okay.
How did you afford Broadway tickets in New York?
Well, the thing is that I sort of snuck on a boat to get to New York.
Where did you hide?
I was so cheeky. I went in this woman's... it was this woman's suitcase that I opened up and emptied all her clothes out. Then I climbed in when we got there, and she opened her case and saw me. Obviously, she was a bit shocked, and I was like, "Don't worry, I'm an officer of the law."
And she said, "What crime are you?"
She said, "Oh, fair enough, then." I was like, "Thank you, my love."
My love. Oh, that's too informal.
Then I got her number.
That's a lie.
I don't know. That wasn't a lie. I got her number good. She didn't text me back.
What did you text her?
I went, "I heard her. You're right."
So she opened up her case to see you sniffing her knickers, no doubt.
Yeah.
She gave you her number.
But she believed everything.
You're a manipulative piece of shit.
No, I'm not.
What do you mean she believed everything? She should believe everything if there were no lies told.
Hold on, Tom. Please stand up and repeat what you just said. God, stand up.
I can't remember exactly what I just said.
You've got a sexy what?
Oh, I've got a sexy ass.
Stand up. You're a liar. You're a fucking liar. Get out.
You're all on the list. You're all going down with me.
God. Yeah, jeans are going down because of your flat ass. Anyway, that was
Descended
Weirdo. Yeah. Oh, it's now time for Ryan's crying.
Oh, Ryan, quick.
Hurry up, Ryan.
Quick. That's my favourite bit of the show.
Yeah. It's Ryan's crying.
Ryan's crying.
Hello there. My name is Ryan Locke.
Send him off. Send the dirty guys off.
So things that make me upset, makes me want to cry. I hate having to wash shoes.
You hate having to wash your shoes?
Yes, because I'm worried that my shoes are going to get ruined in the machine. I'm worried I'm going to break
Washing
machine.
Them in the machine.
Yeah.
Is there a certain setting you need to put it on?
I mean, I just put them on a quick wash.
And put them in a pillowcase.
Yeah, I did that. But yeah, I put loads of towels in as well with it because I was, first time I did it, it was banging in the machine.
I'll get the dog shit out.
Don't like it. There's a setting for shoes.
So I was just asking if it was.
Oh, well, there should be a setting. That's good.
Cheers, mate.
Big tablets are horrible. Like taking.
Zoe doesn't like big tablets. I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, see, I can't like small tablets.
I can keep them in my mouth until I find a drink of water to drink. Bother me.
No, because then it gets all sticky in your mouth.
Yeah.
Do you mean like vitamin tablets? Like, I don't like big ones.
Don't take them.
As opposed to what, ecstasy?
Well, I don't like taking tablets, but yeah. Aggressive drunks, they make me upset.
Dave's an aggressive drunk, isn't he?
Can be.
Yeah, you can be a bit hot.
Do you ever get drunk together? Just the two of you?
He gets aggressive, get loving.
I mean, probably.
He's pounding on the couch.
But he's not really aggressive.
No.
It's just the two of us. But yeah, he's quick. He gets very defensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, the aggressive drunks are bad.
Is there anyone that you know kind of personally?
Yeah. Yeah. This guy that was at the wedding. Usually on a day-to-day basis, he's actually like quite a nice guy.
Father of the bride.
No. But when he's been drinking, he was just like starting on a couple of people for absolutely no reason, just because he just wanted a fight.
What a piece of shit.
Hate it.
Should have mentioned it in your best man speech.
Should have. This was after, though, when he started.
Should have got back up and said another thing.
Here, hold on a second.
I wasn't done.
Oh, there. During the father of the bride speech. Actually... And then you could have a really angry piece of toast and say, this represents that over there who's been starting on people.
Yeah. Should have threw the plastic knife at
him. No, because then you were better as him. Yeah. No, that's not nice.
I've only got one more. I hate how the good days go so quick.
Fuck off.
I knew you were going to say
that. That is so quick. It's like the inside of a fucking
car. Yeah,
they
always go quick, though, don't they?
It's time for Tom Looney. Looney. This week, I have done Tom Looney, and I've called it Stephen Unwise. I found some confessions. You have to tell me if they're real confessions or I've made them up, okay? There is a point on offer for each one. The winner will get a prize that Tom finds. First one, when cleaning up... Oh, yes! Oh, I can't even win. When cleaning up after a sex session, my husband and I sing... SpunkyTissue.com in the theme of FunkyPigeon.com. Was that me or was that a real confession?
That's you.
All right.
It's a confession.
1-0 Ryan. We should edit that this way.
Said wife.
Well, no. Yeah, it's not going to be a confession that I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's not my confession, is it?
You've won it. No, I know, but Ryan's won it because he thought Stephen doesn't have a wife.
When I was 12, I had my first wank to Wendy from Peter Pan. I recently watched the stage show with my wife and kids and found myself erect for the whole first act. I had to deal with myself during the interval. Is that a confession? Or is that me? Well, as in, I've written it, Ryan.
Yeah.
Not, I've done it.
I think you've written that one.
I'll say it's real.
2-0, Ryan.
I knew it was Stephen, but I just thought, you know, for the sake of...
Third one.
Entertainment.
Third of six. I once spent 2 hours pouring buckets of water onto the road by a bus stop just so I could drive through it the next day and soak the school kids who had called me a wanker.
It's real.
Yeah, confession.
And you're going to go the same?
No, you're just trying
to keep your lead, aren't you?
No, I want to win.
I made it up.
Ah.
Ha!
Next one. I have a pile of novelty £20 notes with Ainsley Harriet's face on that I like to give to charity collectors in the street.
Stephen's made that up.
You've made that up. That's what I was going to say.
You're both correct. I sell certain substances. The amount of my ex-teachers I come across is eye-opening. It's always awkward as fuck.
That's a confession.
Well, obviously, it makes no sense for me to say it's a confession. Circling the drain here. Stephen's made that up.
3-0 Ryan.
Yes, there we go.
Should we do last one is all to play for?
Go on.
I joined a swinging website, and my new favourite hobby is leading horny men to non-existent hotel rooms for sex. I chuckle away at the thought of them knocking on door 105 of the local Premier Inn.
That's a confession also.
Do you know what? Let's play the game. Let's play the game. Stephen made it up.
Ryan wins.
God,
I like him.
Proper looking forward to that.
You can keep it. It's all right.
It's gone now. No one gets to have it.
It's time for the final question. It's the final question. You have to get a million views on a video in a day or you die. What do you film?
Bloody hell.
And what'd you put it on?
A million views in a day.
Do you know what? I'd probably have to do something outrageous at like a football game. Like just run onto the pitch dressed as a...
But a pitch, that's late at night often, isn't it? If it's a big game, that'll attract attention.
Right,
I wonder if you get taken by the police and put in custody. You don't have your phone.
Don't know, just do something weird with a cake for like 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But find...
I don't know.
Someone reporting in the morning and just say something really funny.
A fake prank, maybe.
I'd...
Fake prank could be funny.
Fake prank could be good, yeah. But then... Yeah,
but don't imagine, tell Max it's a fake prank.
Imagine if you didn't get to 1 million views and that's your legacy.
Yeah.
The last thing you did.
you know, Ryan, have a good chance chopping together Ryan's podcast footage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The thing you said was you'd say something really funny. Could we get a taste of what that would be?
Yeah, like? Really good.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So someone's reporting.
We could do that if you want to act it out.
Yeah.
It was a great tragedy today as 14 children's lives were taken. A massacre.
And it's bloody raining.
I think you've done it.
Million views right there. Just got to find the reporter.
And a day that it's raining. You know, come on, a silly day, go,
oh, fuck.
I don't know what's funny. I think if it's not raining and you've got no trousers on,
that's what I'd do.
Yeah. I'd probably do a that's a be Stormzy a breakup video. They always do well. Do a carpool karaoke with one of Stereophonics.
Would you have Andrew Tate on the podcast?
I'd do 1 million views.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, and get him to do a character.
Yeah.
I'd just be ripping one. Just farting them, ripping into and going, oh, Andrew, you've not come out with anything funny. I've been doing my Andy Parsons walking. You've been sat there like a fucking gimp. If it was do or die in terms of the video,
yeah,
I'd probably just do one of those, accidentally leak me wank into something.
Mm.
It's my best chance. Which is sad because, you know, for the past how many years I've been making videos, my best chance of getting good views is to pretend I've leaked or someone's leaked me having a wank.
Yeah.
But it's got to be to something weird like Lizzie McGuire.
Tracy.
Sponsored by Manscaped.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to... I wonder if they would sponsor it. Ironically, that's the kind of people they are. Mm. If I censored my masturbation video... And then they just put Manscaped over it. Let me know, Manscaped. Or if you think that would be bad for your product and look, let me know. I won't be offended.
Would you masturbate into a cocktail?
You're a fucking knob. I'm not going to work now.
That was a Steve Trice podcast.
Right, see you later. I'm going to get cleaned up now, aren't I? Then we have to go.
Oh, I'm leaving that Red Bull can there. You can see a bird
shouting. It's going to look like spunk.
When he's wiped it off. The thing is, he doesn't talk. So he's just not going to say anything.
And he hates the smell of it. Anyway, that's been the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Tom Looney. Looney and Ryan Locke.
Ryan.
Bye, everyone. Let's go, Steve.
Shall I do it?
No.
See you later, my love.
Goodbye, stay safe.
I can't believe you've done this, Ryan.